So we keep the bath water. We keep a lot of things that we know, you know. It isn't that we don't know. We know it. But once it got in, it's in. And we leave it there. And the Muranos contributed, therefore, in both in the Sephardic liturgy and in the, certainly in the Italian liturgy, the Muranos brought in a lot of things that are not ours. But they are in. And they are part and parcel of it. Now, the second place that the Muranos came, aside from Italy, the Muranos and followed the path, really, of the Spanish Jews before them, was to Turkey, what is today Turkey. There's an extremely large Sephardic Jewish community from Turkey. And those Jews are Turkey, Greece, Salonika, and the groups of them branched off and eventually came to Syria, to Aleppo. And these groups of Jews were very, very strong in maintaining their Sephardic heritage. And they are probably the, you cannot say the real Sephardim, because the real Sephardim today are made up of different groups, but one main strong group are the Turkish Jews. Again, by Turkey, I mean, I include Greece, Asia Minor, correct, that area of the world. The Jews came first to Constantinople, which was the main seaport in that part of the world. The Jews settled there. They were back under the rule of the Muslims. The Muslims never gave them an easy time, but the Muslims never destroyed them either. It was a it was never a comfortable exile, but it had less ups and downs than the Christian exile. It was, you know, it was always 30%, and that was it. And the only at the time of Shabtai Tzvi, whom we're going to discuss, the situation of the Jews in Turkey deteriorate, because then they were suspected of being disloyal to the Sultan. But during the rest of their stay there, they were tolerated, and they were able to build their own communities. The founder, really the founder of Turkish Jewry, is a very famous rabbi, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, who wrote a famous commentary to Rashi. It is the commentary to Rashi. It's called the Re'eim, Reish Aleph Mem, which are the first letters of his name, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, a Spanish Jew who came originally to Constantinople, which is today Istanbul, and then moved to Izmir, which became a large Jewish community. And he rallied the Spanish Jews around him. When the Muranos came within the next 20, 25 years, he was able to assimilate the Muranos into the Jewish community in Turkey, so that in Turkey, more than in any other place in the world, they were accepted. I mean, at least it went without too great a struggle. And he was the central rabbinic figure, and he buttressed the Sephardic customs and the Sephardic liturgy. And here you also have a change. You have a change in the Sephardic liturgy becoming closer to Arabic than it had been in Spain, because now they lived among the Arabs. The language was Arabic, even though the Turks are not, as a race, Arabic. But the Turks dominated the Middle East, as they did till our time, till the First World War. And Jewish dress and music and outlook on life in general took on the Muslim coloration of the country that they lived in. Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi was one of the was the man that really is the foundation of Turkish Jewry. It's interesting to note that in Turkey also many of the Rambam's relatives,